Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
It may not be for everyone, but it's available to most, and it's right in your own backyard, or pretty close to it. It's the concert of the wild, the song of the spirits, of wind and the voice of the land, the face of the mountain and the soul of the earth. It's the gift of wonder that fills and restores, and it's just waiting for you every day. Ready? Let's go deeper into the mystery of the spirit of nature when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Is it really possible to touch the spiritual nature of nature? Most people have a sense that it does exist, but can you find a way to go through that invisible wall to touch the truth personally? A group of spiritual adventurers have been exploring the pathways to communion, and their experiences and stories may help you see ways for your own personal quest. And by the way, I want to give the information on how you can access information about this. This is the opening the Book of Nature, and to find more information, you can click from the website today or go to www.creationethics.org. CREATIONETHICS.org. So we continue our journey with Dr. Matt Watson, Conservation Director of Appalachian Voices. We also have Alan Johnson, who was in our previous segment, and he's a librarian from West Virginia. We have Dr. Jeff Godfrey, excuse me, Robin Godfrey at Sewanee University. I used to know a Jeff Godfrey, of the South. And veterinarian Bob Marshall continues our conversation. We've got a lot to cover here. We're going to talk about how to practically apply this. And all of you, I believe, are facilitators. And welcome, by the way, to the Wildside News. Let's hear some voices out there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There we got four. That's terrific. Everybody's online. Well, let's start out. What is actually involved in this process? And Matt, do you want to start out with what's involved in opening the Book of Nature in terms of actually getting out and doing it?
Well, sure. For me, I sort of break it down into three components that I think that the Opening the Book of Nature program provides. The first of which is facilitation. The other three on the phone, I'm not a facilitator, but the other three on the phone are. And there's quite a bit of institutional knowledge that's developed in terms of techniques to help people to open their eyes to see the spiritual and the sacred in nature. And so it's a lot of techniques that the facilitators use that are really effective. The second one is sort of immersion. It's immersion into nature, getting away from the city so that we can really take in the spiritual aspects of nature. And then the third is a sort of sharing. It's a group of people that come. It's a community. And through communicating with each other, sharing our experiences, sometimes writing them down, it really helps to process and learn to start articulating what it is that we're experiencing and what the values are of nature from a spiritual perspective.
Now, Alan, why don't you cover kind of the first aspect of this? You meet in small groups. What's involved?
Okay, usually the groups would be in the range of 10 to 15 people. Ideally, if it's a weekend retreat, people come the evening, say a Friday evening, and ideally we try to set up a camp. Because I think sleeping outside, eating outside is part of trying to immerse yourself into nature, as Matt was saying. And just relax, kind of drop off the tensions and the hustle bustle of just getting there. Saturday morning, then we, in a relaxed way, get going. And usually the facilitator just sends people out and just says, be expecting to learn. And and write down if something occurs to you. Maybe you see something, you observe, you're using your senses, and then write it down. We come back then, and the group begins to distill lessons. And it's a very awakening process for people, something that people are aware of that exists, and have done that to some extent, but it really hones and sharpens it.
You know, part of the process as well, and Robin, I'll have you talk about this, is the process of kind of giving people authority to feel all right about connecting this, particularly from a, as they say, a faith-based Christian, a Jewish tradition, or whoever, any level of quester, but to let people know that actually this is part of an ongoing ancient process that used to be part of the churches. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about that preparation?
Sure. I think that, as you said, and as we've all been sharing, many of us have had experiences in the past of something when we're outside, but we can't put a finger on it, know what's important, but don't know what it is. And when we come together and find out that this has been part of our tradition for centuries, and even before the Christian era, in the Jewish tradition was part of the tradition then, then they begin to feel comfortable that this is indeed something that not only is legitimate, but is possible, because many times today we think that creation is just kind of a, like I said before, a clock, it's a machine, and so I can't expect anything from it. So when we go out and we encounter other people who may have similar interests and find out that this is part of where we come from, then it opens up all sorts of possibilities. People are then able and willing to try to go beyond the surface and go down deeper into what's underneath all things.
Now, Bob Marshall, people actually then head out and find a spot someplace, and they spend time. Why don't you tell us what actually they're encouraged to do while they're in place?
Yeah, what we try to do, Sydney, is give them directions, but not do any teaching. So we're facilitating them by giving them questions to answer. What is God saying to you? What do you see in nature? What do you feel? What do you smell? What do you touch? And teaching people to be observant. We've kind of lost that skill of observing the minute, maybe the ants, maybe a butterfly, and to just be open. The openness is really important, and that's where the relaxation, the getting away from the city, and we often do these in small segments. So we'll go out for half hour, 45 minutes, and then we'll have people come back, share their experiences in a group setting, and this is where the facilitator really earns his bread, because what he does is he keeps the conversation in it, guides it toward hopefully knowledge, good positive knowledge, and then we send people out again. And each time of going out and coming back, they share more deeply, and people's sharing of experiences, often we learn from each other. So the group process is amazing to see happen. But in 24 hours, these people become a community, and they were strangers when they arrived.
You know, I think, and then the final, one of the final aspects of this actually is to write, and you sometimes write poetry, or you create some form of writing. Alan, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, it's a journaling process, Sydney. People are just taking notes. Don't have to. It's just a way of because we don't want the writing process to overshadow the opening up and the experience. But when coming back to share and to remember and to distill what one is learning or gaining, the writing is put down. And sometimes people have done some poems, a song, a drawing, a sketch, something that conveys what the experience, the spiritual experience that's beginning to occur. We do have a person who, two facilitators, one of them can be doing this, taking some notes of the group process so that, that it can help to distill and kind of call off the wheat or in the chaff, you know, and get the kernel and distill that down. So that's what the facilitator does and the group does to help really heighten the nugget of knowledge and experience, spiritual experience.
I really want to point out that this is not involved with any sort of dogma or particular church or belief structure, and it certainly is not something that people will feel uncomfortable with. It is a process of exploration based on actual spiritual fieldwork, which I think is so interesting. Years of research have gone into this process. But the interesting part about this is the fact that your experiences, particularly as facilitators, is a fact that almost universally it makes a difference in people's lives. We have about a minute and a half. Let's each take about 30 seconds. Robin, why don't you start out? Just give us an idea of what happens.
Well, for instance, when people go out, I remember one time we were in California among the redwoods, and we went out for, I think it was our first session, and I myself encountered this large, it was a redwood that was hollow. And so I went inside and was quiet for a while, just sensed the age of the tree. And the age started to speak to me. I had lost my father not long before, and having something around which was so much older than I was, in a sense, well, God is even older than this. If the tree is old and wise, so much more is the Creator. And that was a deep moment for me. And when I came back to the group, any number of us had the same sort of experience. Very powerful time.
Matt?
You know, I think that anyone who really wants to see how powerful this can be should come. I'm not sure if the Religious Campaign or Creation Ethics has it on their website. Appalachian Voices does have on our website a statement that all of us here on the phone and Fred and others created. And it is the most articulate, powerful statement of the spiritual value of wilderness that I've ever seen. And I really... That in itself is sort of a testament to how powerful it can be when you bring a community of people together to open their eyes out in a total immersion experience in nature.
Bob, we're going to have to give it to you to kind of tell people how they can get in touch with you.
They can reach us at, as you said before, Sydney, www.creationethics.org. That website has our phone numbers and our contacts, and we encourage people to look us up because we're excited about sharing this.
I encourage all people to give these people a call and enjoy this experience. I want to thank Dr. Matt Wasson, Alan Johnson, Jeff Gottfried, Bob Marshall. We'll talk to you next time on the Wild Side News.
Thanks.